Now, last time you were around here, you were performing in Birmingham. You were performed here, and then you went and performed with Meghan Trainor. I remember mentioning that to you before, and it being very surreal, because you were basically running through the crowd going, sorry, I just got to get out, guys. And they're going, where are you going?
Yeah, and I was like, check Twitter in 10 minutes. And also, I also forgot the words, which was awful. So I was just chilling. She it was just before her encore, so she came off. So she's like, "You're right, love." Obviously not.
Is that Meghan Trainor? Is that how she talks backstage?
Just from like Texas, and I'm just like, "You're right, love. How's it going?" Wow. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. That wasn't ideal. I'll try that again. So she came off stage before her encore, and I'm not going to do her accent because she probably never speaks to me ever again. And she's like, "You all set?" I'm like, "Yeah, all good. Can't wait. It's going to be great." And then she literally walked on stage and then got to the chorus. And I'm like, "What are the words?" So I started Googling the words. And literally, as she's introducing me, the page loads. So cool. And if you watch the video, I'm a couple of seconds late on stage. That's because I'm looking at my phone, scrolling down on my phone, trying to find
the chorus.
Trying to find the first words to the second verse. And I was like, in the blink of an eye. There we go. That was nearly a very awkward moment.
Now, the album, of course, is going to be hopefully out later this year. And having spoken about this performance with Meghan Trainor, is there any collaborations going to be on the album? Or would you like to have any collaborations with anyone in the future?
You know what? I think, especially on the debut album, I think it's very important, as it is quite a departure, musically, from The Wanted, and it is such a reintroduction to me as an artist. I think it's very important that people get to hear me, which is I think really cool. I think mostly the collaborations I have done have been in terms of writing, and I've obviously, like I said before, with Diane Warren and Babyface, they're people that people absolutely dream of working with. So they've been the main collaborations. But I think in the future, never say never. And there's maybe a couple of things being spoken about at the moment that might appear in the future. But on this album, it's going to be me.
No, that's fair enough. It's very understandable, considering, especially obviously, you've come from a background of performing with other people.
Yeah.
Is there anyone not in this album, but maybe in the future, like a dream collaboration, the one artist that maybe you would love to work with or perform alongside in the future?
I'd love to perform with Stevie Wonder. That'd be insane. Mm. Imagine that. That'd be cool. It'd be absolutely wonderful to be able to sing with someone as legendary as Stevie Wonder. And Boyz II Men as well. They're fantastic. And yeah, they're obviously incredibly talented as well.
It's nice to hear that, because half the time when I ask people that, they just sort of either come out with someone who's literally just released music or they've never really thought about it. It shows you've actually, this is something obviously you've been doing for years and years and years.
Yeah.
And this is something that you'd like to continue in the future with some of the biggest pop stars.
Jamie Cullum as well.
Jamie Cullum, yeah.
That would be so cool. I'm a massive Jamie Cullum fangirl.
Is how tall is Jamie Cullum?
About 2'3".
Is that half the reason? So if you stand next to him, you won't be the short one.
He'd be sat at the piano anyway, just doing his thing. But he's just incredible. I watched him at Cheltenham Jazz Festival a few years ago, and he just turned out, walked on stage, just sat at the piano, and just went, "I haven't really got a set list. I'm going to play a few songs that I just wrote on the train. I'm just going to see what they sound like, and they might be all right, they might be rubbish, tell us if they are, just stop playing them." And he just sat there for about 2.5 hours and just played, and it was the most incredible thing I've ever seen. He's a lovely bloke. I had a drink with him afterwards. He's fantastic.
Oh, that would, especially considering the way your voice sounds on this song, I think that would be a really good collaboration to see in the future. Nathan, it has been lovely having you in Free Radio tonight. Thank you so much for popping in.
My pleasure.
And we are going to stick on your new single, Kiss Me Quick, which is out on July the 5th. Let's play it on Free Radio right now. Nathan, go on, introduce it.
Oh, awesome. I'm Nathan Sykes, and this is my debut single, Kiss Me Quick, on Free Radio.